So I think we'll skip the ritual at the beginning in asking who doesn't know Krishna and all of those things. Something's wrong.
How many people would like to go back to Godhead? Let's do it the other way around. Anybody that doesn't want to go back to Godhead wants to stay here?
Into a very amazing description of Prema Bhakti. Just a little summary. The previous discussion was on Bhava Bhakti. And we heard that there are five different types of bhavas. One of them is steady or constitutional bhava. And the other four mix in different ways with that constitutional or sthayi bhava. And when that principal bhava mixes with the other four, it creates rasa. And rasa is what we experience. But actually what we're experiencing is Krishna, who is the king of rasa. Just a small, infinitesimal, tiny spark of the reservoir of all rasa, Krishna. In chapter 8, there's a discussion about the sudden appearance of Krishna. Bhava Bhakti. It's a big difference. Suddenly Krishna appears. And with each one of the faculties or extensions of the senses and intelligence, the devotee is eager to experience more and more. And then suddenly Krishna disappears. And the devotee in Bhava Bhakti becomes devastated in feelings of separation.
然后那个时候处在巴瓦阶段的那个奉献者，他就 完全的沉浸，他就完全的沉浸在这个 Krishna 的分离之情当中。
It's like riding on a wave of nectar and then being submerged into the ocean of separation.
然后他就是刚处在这种非常高潮的对 Krishna 的爱的这种波浪上面，突然之间他就跌入了这种低谷海洋的对 Krishna 的分离之情的这种低的波浪当中。
The stage is compared to flowers that have such fragrance.
那么这种品味呢，被称为是对鲜花的芳香的这种品味。
That even the fragrance of bhava drives one mad.
那么即便是这种 bhava， 这种被比喻为花的芳香的 bhava， 都会让人疯狂。
And very quickly, by the power of the feelings of devotion itself,
然后急着奉献服务本身的力量，
one gets swiftly carried into the prema bhakti stage.
一个人他就会迅速地到达 prema bhakti 这个阶段。
And that's our topic for today.
那么这个就是我们今天要讨论的题旨。
I was discussing yesterday about the poetic nature or quality of a devotee.
昨天我们说到了奉献者的一个品质，
It's just a natural quality that Krishna decorates his devotee with.
那么实际上这是 Krishna 给他的奉献者的一种装饰物之一。
Because to describe what is beyond our experience, one must use poetic imagery.
那么当描述到我们经验之外的某种东西的时候，我们就用了这种富有诗意的，我们经验之内能够体验的东西去比喻它。
So we'll hear a little bit more of that in this chapter.
那么我们今天呢，关于这一章节，我们会提到更多这方面的话题。
The first presentation made in this chapter.
那么第一个这一章节的第一个要展示的
is that there are two primary qualities that are exhibited by prema.
那么在 prema 这个阶段，首先初级阶段，它会展现出
Prema gives incalculable bliss.
Prema 赐予无尽的喜乐。
And it's the only way for attracting Krishna.
而且 Prema 是吸引 Krishna 的唯一的方法。
Now those of you that are familiar with Nectar of Devotion,
那些在座的非常熟知《泛爱甘露》这本书的人，
In Chapter 1 of Nectar of Devotion,
在《泛爱甘露》第一章，
The title is Characteristics of Pure Devotional Service.
第一章的题目是奉献服务的六个特征。
And there are six characteristics identified.
第一章的题旨是奉献服务的特征，其中呢就说到了六个特征。
And the last two correspond with Prema Bhakti.
那么这六个特征的最后两项呢，跟 Prema Bhakti 是相关的。
There are two characteristics that begin to manifest themselves just from what we're doing, sadhana bhakti.
那么实际上就是说，它自身展现出来的，就像我们现在从事 sadhana bhakti.
You remember the example of a little sprout that has two leaves that unfurl?
你们还记得那个，就是这个凤爱的爬藤的种子长出了新叶，两片新叶。
They indicate these stages of sadhana bhakti that, in practice, the kleshas of the sufferings of material existence are eradicated.
那么在这两片新叶当中呢，其中的一片新叶就代表着我们从事 sadhana bhakti 本身，这个 bhakti 本身它就会去除掉其中的一个 klesha 痛苦或者是痛苦的原因。
And all auspiciousness is brought into one's life through bhakti.
然后通过 bhakti， 所有这种吉祥就进入到了奉献者的生活当中。
Bhava bhakti had two additional characteristics.
那么Bhava Bhakti呢，还有另外两项品质或者是特征。
And those two additional characteristics are not, it's not that they're absent in sadhana bhakti or the higher stages of sadhana bhakti, but they fully manifest themselves.
那么实际上在Bhava阶段的时候，那个时候它所那个它的sadhana bhakti 所具有的这种特征，不会消失在巴巴提的这种阶段的特征当中，而是更加的浓烈，更加的强烈。
Those two characteristics are pure devotional service is rarely achieved. And one who is experiencing Bhava Bhakti derives even the conception of liberation. But this is now the final stage. And these two characteristics are identified. Remember what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is doing is just trying to make accessible to us Rupa Goswami's teachings. If you recall, Bhava Bhakti brings one into the realm of Shuddha Sattva or pure goodness. Bhava Bhakti, not Prema Bhakti. Bhava Bhakti brings one to the stage of Shuddha Sattva. That means beyond the mundane modes of nature. So now that we're in, or not we're in, one in Prema Bhakti is beyond the modes of nature. They are experiencing unestimated bliss. And even the all-attractive Krishna becomes attracted. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes some of the qualities of bhakti. Emotions, the feelings within the mind become completely spiritualized. It is very powerful, so powerful that the all-powerful, all-attractive Krishna becomes attracted. All false ego or separate consciousness is dissolved. One has great intense anxiety for seeing Krishna. And then with being attracted by that desire of the devotee in prema, Krishna shows his form. And he exhibits his pastimes. And he manifests his sweetness before the devotee. Here is a sequence of how Krishna reveals himself. We just have to take Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's word for it. Krishna shows his beautiful form. What he describes is then all the senses and the mind take on the quality of seeing, and one wants to see Krishna with all the senses. The devotee becomes so overwhelmed that he faints.
Krishna,
when he regains his consciousness, he hears the Lord's voice speaking to him. Please be calm. I will always be with you. Hearing Krishna's voice, not only the ears, but all of the senses take on the qualities of hearing, and they desire to drink through the ears the sound of Krishna's voice. Feeling overwhelmed, the devotee faints before Krishna again. The natural musk-like transcendental fragrance of Krishna's body then enters into his nostrils. So the devotee experiences Krishna's fragrance, transcendental fragrance. And then all of his senses take on the quality of appreciating the fragrance of Krishna's body, including the mind. Again, the devotee faints. To revive his devotee, Krishna touches the devotee. And the very soft touch of Krishna's hand is so soothing. One's entire body becomes filled with the desire to experience Krishna's touch. Then comes the sense of taste. According to the position of the devotee's rasa, Krishna offers his taste. Then Krishna exhibits his quality of generosity. His quality of generosity is that all of these separate sensations or appreciations of Krishna manifest simultaneously. Who can understand what that might be like? Let's see. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur writes, prema becomes like a powerful moon. In the heart of the devotee. Presiding over the ocean of bliss. And creating hundreds of waves. It causes an almost destructive friction in the devotee's heart. Among the competing tastes. A destructive force among the competing tastes. In other words, all these senses are enthusiastically competing with one another to experience Krishna at the same time. The mind is trying to comprehend what is happening. Prema then expands. And empowers each of the senses to experience each of these tastes in their fullness simultaneously. He comments, don't think this is some exaggeration. This is how prema acts in the heart of his devotee. Then what happens? Vishwanath says the next thing that happens is the Lord exhibits the fullness of his compassion. And we'll hear a little bit more about it in the upcoming slides. We'll describe further in the upcoming slides. The Sanskrit word for mercy is kripa. And another term also meaning compassion is karuna. Karunya. Karunya.
Karunya.
You got it. Okay. There's a I'll stop for a moment. During the month of Kartik, we'll be observing singing the Damodarashtakam song. Here's what Jiva Goswami writes in his commentary about that lila. When Mother Jasoda was trying to bind Damodar with rope, the rope wouldn't go around his little waist. She used her reasoning power. Reasoning power. A power of reason. Logic and reason. She thought, if I get more rope, and tie the rope together, then it should go around Krishna's waist. So she got more rope and tied the rope together. But still it was 2 inches too short. Jiva Goswami writes that Mother Yasoda accessed the ropes for all the cowherd sheds, for all the residents in Vrindavan, and tied all the ropes together, and it was still 2 inches too short. Why? The answer he gives is Krishna exhibited 2 of his potencies. One of those potencies is his free will potency, or Ichha Shakti. Krishna didn't want to be bound by Mother Yasoda. He wanted to go to the storeroom and take some more butter.
Krishna, 他不想被亚瑟的妈妈绑起来，他想要去邻居家里去偷。 狂游。
So he exhibited one of his potencies to fulfill that desire.
所以呢，他就展示了他的这种能量，就想去实现他的这种意愿，这种自由意愿。
And the second potency was his Swarup Shakti.
第二种能量就是 Swarupa Shakti.
That means his own potency. Even Mother Yashoda cannot overcome Krishna's own potency.
那么这里面说到了 Krishna 的自身的能量，甚至 Yashoda 妈妈都无法克服。
But she was situated in Prema Bhakti.
但是 Yashoda 妈妈她是完全稳处在 Prema Bhakti 中。
Because of her prema bhakti in parental affection,
因为她的这种 prema bhakti, 她展示出的，她在这种 prema bhakti 当中展示了她这种强烈的母爱。
She felt, I have to do this service.
她就说到了，我必须要做这个服务。
Krishna is my son.
Krishna 是我的儿子。
If he grows up thinking it's okay to steal, what will happen when he becomes an adult?
但如果当他长大成人之后，如果我现在不去反正就是教育他的话，当他长大成人之后，他就认为偷别人的东西是可以的。
I have to train him, I have to instruct him.
所以呢，我必须要去训练他，必须要教育他。
So she kept trying to put the rope around Krishna's waist.
所以呢，他就这样呢，千方百计的把绳子要把 Krishna 的腰绑起来。
But it wouldn't go around Krishna's waist.
但是呢，却绑不住 Krishna 的腰。
The elder gopis, they watched the fun and they were just laughing at Mother Yashoda. They said, don't you understand? It's just not meant to happen. Just this morning, you put a little string around Krishna's waist and tied a little bell to it.And that was such a small, short string. And now you have all this rope that's so many times longer. Just accept it's not meant to happen. But her prema was so strong that she said, no, I must, it's my duty.Krishna was so attracted by the love of Mother Yashoda that he withdrew his Ichha Shakti and Swarup Shakti. And he exhibited his mercy potency, his Kripa Shakti.And then Mother Yashoda could bind him. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is speaking about the Lord's Kripa Shakti, which is very special. Krishna's kind upon everyone.Just like there was this discussion yesterday of Krishna's killing the demons and how that was an act of mercy. Even he's killing them, he's giving them liberation. At every stage, Krishna is very merciful. It's his nature.But the living entity that's situated in prema bhakti,
那些处在 prema bhakti 当中的生物体,
they experience the fullness of Krishna's mercy.
他们完全彻底的体验到了，品味到了 Krishna 的仁慈。
Here is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describing the touch of Krishna's hand, if you remember the touch part. He's commenting on this part. Krishna's Krishna's touch is according to the different rasa. For those who are in the rasa of servitude, Krishna puts his lotus feet on their head. Like what Lord Vishnu did to Dhruva Maharaj, he touched his head with a conch shell. But this is Krishna in Vrindavan, so Vrajendra Nandana places his feet on the head of his devotee. And with the rasa of friendship, Krishna grasps their body with his hands. He wipes away the tears of the devotees with his hands for those who have parental affection. And Krishna exhibits his touch by embracing those in conjugal affection. We keep hearing about the devotee fainting time and again. Krishna bestows his Odarya by providing all these revelations simultaneously. When that happens, one's craving for Krishna only increases. Those ecstatic feelings are competing for supremacy. And one becomes lost in the waves of bhava. In this stage, just as Krishna's senses are interchangeable for the devotee, the senses become interchangeable. He concludes by saying all of this defies mundane logic. What happens next? Here's a detail describing his mercy. His Kripa Shakti is sometimes also called Karunya. He describes that the Kripa Shakti is like a lotus with eight petals. Each of the petals has a name. He doesn't detail what each of the eight petals do. And in various forms, and ever changing, the mercy of Krishna keeps manifesting itself. Here are some of the poetic statements made by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur here. He says that by the influence of Krishna's Kripa Shakti, the Lord's potency of unlimited free will or Ichha Shakti, starts to influence and completely takes over the heart of the devotee. And this causes even the Atmarama devotee, one who is already fully self-satisfied, to become completely bewildered.
This 种集体当中的奉献者感到非常的困惑，感到困惑。
What does Atmarama mean?
Atmarama 是什么意思？
The very famous verse in the first canto of Bhagavatam.
在国家瓦坛第一篇里面出现过这个词，非常著名的一个诗节当中。
Atmarama means one is fully satisfied within. There's nothing they're looking for outside of themselves for satisfaction.
那么 Atmarama 的意思是一个人他的内心已经非常非常的满足了，不需要外在的任何的东西让他内心得到这种满足。
Shukadeva Goswami is given as an example of an Atmarama personality.
Shukadeva Goswami 他给出了 Atmarama 这方面的一个例子。
So Vishwanath is saying even Atmarama personalities become astonished. That's what's happening in the stage of prema. Krishna's Kripa Shakti continues to churn and make excitement.Kripa Shakti invites the Lord's quality of Bhakta Vatsalya to take the seat of the throne in charge and superior to all of these other amazing qualities. I'll say it again. Kripa Shakti invites the Lord's special potency, his Bhakta Vatsalya potency, or quality.
Kripa Shakti 这种特征完全的吸引了 Krishna 的 Vatsalya
Vatsalya
Vatsalya Vatsalya
Bhakta Vatsalya Bhakta
Bhakta
Vatsalya
Vatsalya
Very good
完吸引了 Krishna Bhakta Vatsalya 它的这种特征
What is Bhakta Vatsala? What does it mean?
Bhakta Vatsala 是什么意思?
It's the quality of Krishna that he has such affection for his devotee.
Bhakta Vatsala 的意思是他的奉献者是如此的深爱。
Just like Maharaj Ambarish.
就像 Maharaj Ambarish.
When Durvas Muni went to Lord Vishnu's abode,And he pleaded with Lord Vishnu, please take your Sudarshan Chakra away. What did Lord Vishnu say? I'm helpless. I can't do anything unless Ambarish Maharaj says I can do it.He's my devotee. I can't do anything other than what my devotee says. He's given his heart completely to me. And so I've given my heart to him. I don't have any free will left. I can only do whatever Ambarish Maharaj says.So you have to go ask him if he says I can do whatever he says. What's that all about? Lord Vishnu is completely independent. His free will isn't restricted by anything or anyone.His free will is not restricted. But his quality of Bhakta Vatsala is amazing. The fullness of his free will, the full capacity of free will is placed.Subordinate to the devotee. Why?
为什么?
Because of the devotee's love.
因为由于奉献者的爱。
Krishna becomes subordinate to the love of his devotee.
那么 Krishna 他完全被他的奉献者的爱所支撑的。
That's why Mother Yashoda was able to bind Krishna.
这就是为什么 Yashoda 妈妈能够绑住 Krishna.
She didn't bind Krishna with rope.
实际上她不是用绳子绑住了 Krishna.
She bound Krishna with her love.
她是用爱绑住了 Krishna.
So Krishna exhibited his Kripa Shakti.
所以呢 Krishna 展示了他的 Kripa Shakti.
And that's what's being said by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
这就是 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 所说的。
The Lord's Kripa Shakti invites this outstanding quality of Krishna to take a seat on the throne.
那么就是 Krishna 的 Kripa Shakti 完全的吸引了他的这种不可思议的非常显著的品质。
And from that position, the Lord's Kripa Shakti, his Bhakta Vatsala rules all of his other attractive qualities.
Bhakta Vatsala 这种品质完全的吸引了所有的其他的那些品质。
And that's what he describes. And that's what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes. Krishna's affection for his devotee rules over all of Krishna's other outstanding qualities.
那么在这里面说到了 Krishna 的 Bhakta Vatsala 品质。他对他的奉献者的爱是 Krishna 支配着 Krishna 的所有其他的品质。
It becomes so strong that even that which doesn't make any sense, Krishna does anyways.
那么实际上
that which is contradictory becomes manifest by Krishna.
那么这种甚至互相矛盾的这种品质也展示在主的身上。
And then the devotee becomes overwhelmed with Krishna's quality of Bhakta Vatsalya.And then Krishna speaks to that devotee.
接下来 Krishna 就会他的奉献者这样说的。
And he says, I am conquered by you.
我被你征服了。
Question.
这里提出一个问题。
What's an example of this in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes?
那么在 Lord Chaitanya 的逍遥时光当中有这方面的哪些例子呢?
Can you think of an example?
大家可以想出其中的一个例子吗?
What's the example?
就是那女的，她不想看加拉纳特，然后她踩在他肩膀上。
There is a lady. She was very eager to see Lord Jagannatha, and then he stood on the shoulder of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And how is that an example of Lord Chaitanya being conquered by her?
那这个就是主 Chaitanya 他是怎么被这个妇女所征服？
Which devotee?
哪个奉献者?
Especially Gadadhar Pandit.
尤其是 Gadadhar Pandit.
He came back to Puri and said, I can't go without the permission of Gadadhar Pandit.
然后呢，就是太监马哈帕布回到了在那个 Puri， 他就说了，如果没有 Gadadhar Pandit 的允许，我是去不了文达的。
He's purchased me with his love, and if he doesn't say I can go, I can't go.
那么实际上他完全是被 Gadadhar Pandit 的这种爱所征服了。实际上他想很想去了就能去了。
So Gadadhar Pandit, please give your permission.
然后呢，他就向 Gadadhar Pandit 的祈求道，说，请你允许我去吧。
Here's another very nice example.
还有一个非常精彩的例子。
Vasudeva Datta.
Vasudeva Datta.
Vasudeva Datta was such an incredible devotee.
那么 Vasudeva Datta 是一个如此不可思议的一位奉献者。
He came before Lord Chaitanya.
他去到 Lord Chaitanya 面前。
And pleaded with Lord Chaitanya to deliver all the conditioned souls in the entire universe.
他恳请 Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去拯救全宇宙当中堕落的灵魂。
Not just a few, but all the living entities in the universe.
而不是说只是几个堕落的生物体，是全宇宙当中所有生物体。
And he said, if you think there's too much sinful reaction to deliver them all, then I request you transfer all that sinful reaction to me. I'll suffer countless lifetimes in hell if they can be liberated.
然后呢 Vasudeva Datta 对主持人的 Mahaprabhu 说，如果你觉得是如果这么做的话会带来非常非常多的罪恶反应的话，那么请你把这些罪恶反应就转移到我的身上，我宁可无数次的下地狱去承受这些罪恶反应，也希望这些堕落的灵魂全都得到解脱。
Rajendra wants to take birth again.
现在他还想再投生。
And associate with the devotees of Lord Chaitanya to deliver the message of love of God.
而且呢，就是他的 Mahaprabhu 的他的这些追随者的。所做的就是去传播出去他念马哈帕布拯救堕落灵魂的信息。
Vasudev Dutt volunteered to take all the sinful reactions of all the living entities in the entire universe.
那么 Vasudeva Dutt 他自愿的去承受全宇宙所有生物体的罪恶，所有的罪恶反应。
Lord Chaitanya was so pleased.
主且他在听了之后非常的高兴。
He spoke as if he had 10 mouths.
然后他就说到了，如果他有十张嘴。
And he kept repeating over and over again.
他会不断不断的重复。
Vasudev Dutt, you have purchased me.
Vasudeva Dutt, 你完全购买到了我。
I am your property.
我现在是你的财产。
And you can sell me for whatever price you want.
你可以以任何的价格把我给卖出去。
Then he told all the devotees, "Do not doubt this."
然后他告诉所有的奉献者说，不要对此有任何怀疑。
I am the property of Vasudev Dutt. He can sell me for whatever he wants.
我现在是 Vasudeva Dutt 的财产，他可以任意的把我卖给别人。
And he said it over and over, so everyone would know he really meant it.
所以呢，他不断的去重复这句话。
I am conquered by you.
我被你征服了。
Love for Krishna conquers Krishna.
对 Krishna 的爱会征服 Krishna.
Not the most powerful Kshatriya warrior or intelligent Brahmana can conquer Krishna.
不是那些非常有力量的英武的 Kshatriya， 也不是那些非常有智慧的婆罗门。
But prema can conquer Krishna.
但是 prema 能够征服 Krishna.
And the associates of Lord Chaitanya can also attract or even conquer Lord Chaitanya by their sincere desire to give Krishna and Krishna prema to all living entities as far as one is capable.
所以呢，而且主持他们马哈帕的朋友，他们渴望的啊，去把这个对 Krishna 的爱，对 Krishna 的 prema。尽自己最大的努力去给予其他的人。当他们这么做的时候，主持参加就被他们的这种爱所征服。
We shouldn't imitate Vasudev Dutta.
我们不应该去模仿 Vasudev Dutta.
But we can follow the example of Vasudev Dutta.
但是我们可以去效仿追随 Vasudev Dutta 的榜样。
And make some sacrifices on behalf of Lord Chaitanya.
他为了主持参加
To give Lord Chaitanya's message to others on his behalf.
那么他代表主持参念马哈帕布去把被主持参念马哈帕布的讯息去传播给其他人。
This pleases Lord Chaitanya very much.
这样的举止非常喜悦。
It helps us to become purified and elevated towards this stage of Krishna prema.
而且这也能够帮助我们得到净化，去逐渐的到达 Krishna prema 的。
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is obviously experiencing ecstasy as he's writing this chapter.
那么实际上 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 他在写这本书的时候，他已经体验到了这种狂喜。
In addition to the revelations just described,
那么后然后接下来关于 Krishna 的揭示他这样写道
He goes on to describe other revelations.
他会揭示其他的一些
Krishna reveals Vrindavan.
Krishna 会进一步的揭示 Vrindavan.
Prema through Krishna reveals Vrindavan.
那么通过Prema Krishna 会展示出他 Vrindavan.
Prema through Krishna reveals Radha and Radha's associates.
那么通过 Krishna 这种就是通过 Prema 展示出了 Radha 和他的朋友们
Krishna's friends and his cows and the river Jamuna are revealed by Prema.
接下来通过 Prema 被揭示了 Krishna 的朋友乳牛 Yamuna 河
and Krishna's relatives and servants.The whole spiritual world becomes revealed. And all of the loving exchanges within that spiritual realm. Are you getting dizzy? It's so high. He keeps going.He says there are yet higher stages of prema. There's the stage of sneha. Where the heart melts on beholding Krishna. There's the stage of mana.Where one wishes to hide one's intense feelings of affection in a crooked way. Radharani, this was one of her favorites. She would become angry with Krishna. It was actually intense love for Krishna, but she would show it by anger.You know that very famous painting where Radharani is holding her veil and not allowing Krishna to see her? And Krishna is pleading with Radharani, please don't be angry with me. And Radharani is saying, leave me alone. Go away.And she's crying. And Krishna is crying. And the gopis are in the background watching all of this ecstatic exchange of love. And there's so many nice pastimes described by our acharyas where somehow in differentUnique ways, Radharani's anger is broken. Can you keep going? You done? Okay. I don't know when you're done. It sounds like you're done and then you continue. So.It's okay. So he describes pranaya, where one's body, mind, and intelligence practically become one with Krishna's. There's a nice verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita that uses this pranaya phrase.Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmanav Apibhu Vipura Deha Veda Gatau Tau. It's a very important verse. In the verse it says that the forms of Radha Krishna are eternally manifest.
那么在这里面说到了 Radha 和 Krishna 的形体是永恒展示的。
And their forms are two, but their identity is one.
而且呢，他们两个人的形体是一样的。
Identity is one, like the sun and the sunshine.
那么一样就意味着是这种一样的，就像是太阳和阳光。
The energy and the energetic.
就是能量和能量的拥有者。
They're one.
他们是一样的。
But two forms.
但是却以两种
形体展示。In this stage, they practically become one with Krishna's identity.
那么在这种阶段呢，一个人他完全是跟 Krishna 的这种身份是一致。
In the advanced stages, the prema, the living entity, experiences something similar.
然后在这个 prema 更精进的这种阶段的时候，它展现出了类似的另外的一种情感。
These are most amazing.
这是非常令人惊讶的一种。
We can just read them and speak them, but they're most amazing.
所以呢，我们现在是在说他，在谈论这种情感，但实际上这种情感是最不可思议、最令人惊讶的一种情感。
Raga is also there.
Raga 它仍然在那里。
One's feelings become very intensified.
当一个人的情感越发的强烈的时候
，One must achieve the association with Krishna at any cost.
一个人他就会不惜一切代价。想要与 Krishna 为伴
and following Raga is Anuraga
然后接下来 Raga 的下一个阶段是 Anuraga 阶段
even when one achieves Krishna's association his enjoyment is not satisfied
那么即便是一个人他成为了 Krishna 的朋友他仍然觉得他的这种快乐还没有得到实现他的这种享乐趣仍然会有没有实现
these are beyond normal reality experiences.
这实际上是超出我们平常这种经验范围之外的一种体验。
And that's how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur concludes.
这就是 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 在结尾的时候说到。
One's body has become completely spiritualized and the whole identity of a material body is gone.
那么当一个人他完全地认识到了自己的灵性的身份的时候他对这种物质躯体的这种认同
The spiritualization of one's existence is intense.
那么在这个时候，会对于自己的这种存在的更加的灵性化了，完全的灵性化，越发强烈了。
Material attraction is completely absent.
在这个时候，对物质的吸引，对物质的兴趣完全没有了。
And the activities of the mind.In contrast to just seeing Krishna, one has direct association with Krishna.
而且在那个时候，他的冥想就是跟看到 Krishna 截然不同，跟看到截然不同。一个人有直接的跟 Krishna 的交往。
So what happens to the devotee who is experiencing all these amazing stages of prema?
所以呢，在这个 prema 阶段的时候，一个奉献者他会体验到所有的这些令人惊讶、不可。
They wonder whether they're just in a dream.
然后他们会在这种阶段的奉献者，他们会怀疑，他们就会想，是不是一场梦呢？
Like Sandini's question yesterday, someone may wonder if such a person is mad. The devotee wonders, maybe I'm mad.
然后呢，就像是昨天 Sandini 妈妈说到的，处在那种极乐的状态当中，好像是看上去就像是一个疯子一样。
Maybe I'm just dreaming.
也许我是在做一场梦。
They pinch themselves to see if they wake up out of the dream, and they don't wake up out of the dream.
然后
they pinch themselves to see. Maybe I'm just dreaming.
然后呢，他们就掐自己，就想，也许我在梦中。他们就想掐自己，就想从这个梦中醒过来。
And when they realize it's not a dream, it's real, they go mad again. They roll around the ground and faint.
这实际上不是一场梦，是现实，是一种真相。然后这个时候，当他们认识到了这是真相的时候，他们越来越，他们又变得疯狂起来了，又像疯子一样，然后满地打滚，晕倒在地。
And they come out of the fainting state and they see Krishna everywhere.
接下来，当他们从晕倒的这种状态当中恢复外在的知觉的时候。
And then Krishna disappears again. And they go mad again. It's completely out of control. What's going on? This is reaching the goal of Krishna consciousness. So in case you didn't think it was like that, now you know. And in this way, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur ends Madhurya Kandambani. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. So I hope you don't have any questions about all of this. I hope you don't have any. Yes.
So Krishna is revealed by his image in front of my voice. But in our devotional practice, we emphasize voice over image.
Yes.
So why would emphasize voice rather than his image?
Good question. I'll say it Chinese. For everybody, say it in Chinese. Thank you for listening so attentively. It shows your qualification. That's a compliment. That is a compliment. What you said is exactly what Srila Prabhupada has taught us. One time when conducting a deity installation, Prabhupada described how one should worship the deity. And he explained that when you worship the deity very, very devotionally every day, one day Krishna will reciprocate with your devotion for him and say, I am like this. So, through sound vibration, our attention should primarily go to sound vibration. And all of the activities that we've been speaking about in the stages of devotion, of bhakti, at every step, it's sound vibration. According to Haridas Thakur, what comes through proper hearing of Krishna's holy name? Krishna reveals his form. The sequence goes like this. Nama Rupa Guna Lila. From the name, Krishna will reveal his form. And then following Krishna revealing his form, Krishna reveals his qualities. just as described here.
就像是在这里所描述的。
And following his qualities comes his pastimes.
接下来，当 Krishna 揭示出他的品质之后， Krishna 就会揭示出他的逍遥时光。
So Krishna's pastimes mean reciprocation with his devotee.
那么 Krishna 的逍遥时光，揭示出逍遥时光，就是 Krishna 通过揭示他的逍遥时光去回应他的奉献者。
So part of that is Krishna speaks with you.
所以呢，这就是 Krishna， 其中也包括 Krishna 向你说话。
But the first part is you hear his name.
那么第一步就是 Krishna， 你要去听 Krishna 的声音。
And you hear his pastimes.You hear about the process of bhakti itself, the exchange of love between the devotee and Krishna.
然后呢，当这种奉献者之间，他们互相的去以奉爱去交流彼此的奉爱。
And on the basis of hearing you serve.
然后当这种在这种基础之上，聆听的基础之上，去从事其他的奉献服务。
That means you utilize the senses.And the objects of the senses.
还有意就是去服务感官的对象。
In the service of the master of the senses.
用这种感，用这些感官去服务感官的主人。
That's bhakti.
这就是 bhakti.
That's the medium of our relationship with Krishna.
这就是我们和 Krishna 之间的这种直接的关系。
That all starts with sound.
那么我们跟 Krishna 之间的这种关系呢，就是通过音阵来建立起来的。
There is the emphasis on the hearing process.
所以呢，这就是为什么我们要强调聆听。
And then comes the form.
接下来，通过聆听 ，Krishna 会揭示他的形体。
We're not advised separately to meditate on the form. We're advised to use our hearing capacity and hear very carefully the sound.
所以呢，我们不是说是这冥想 Krishna 的这个形体跟这个聆听 Krishna 的音阵。是分开进行的，不是这样子。
And then the form, as in this sequence.
所以呢，就是通过这个音阵，聆听 Krishna 的这个超然的音阵，接下来 Krishna 会揭示他的形体。
Sound awakens bhakti and comes to the mature stage of prema, and then the form of Krishna.
那我们的这个 bhakti 就是这个音阵，会唤醒我们心中的 bhakti。当这种 bhakti 逐渐到达成熟的阶段，就会发展出对 Krishna 的 prema。
And then the qualities, and then the pastimes.
接下来 Krishna 就会揭示他的品格，他的品质。在揭示他的品格之后，就会揭示出他的逍遥时光。
Okay. Hi Krishna. Something else? Yes.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, and you gave us so many knowledge in this day. So I'm very worried comes down from now.
在我们的消化过程中，
你说完了。
给了那些知道问题的人回避问题的理由。
因为这些知识。
对啊，所以我说完了你就翻译不了了吗？
你再说完整一点。
就是我有些担心您的知识在我们的消化过程中，给了那些知道问题的人回避问题的理由。
Thank you for giving us so many knowledge, but I worry that when we digest the knowledge you give us, you give us, so I maybe this will cause those people who cause the child up.
会给那些制造麻烦的人回避问题的理由。
So when we digest the knowledge, then maybe this will give those who cause the problems, maybe give those this people to avoid the problem as an excuse.
那些纯粹物质主义者、伪宗教人士，他们也听了我们的知识，会更加精进的犯错。
And those who are very materialistic persons, when they hear those lectures on knowledge, 他们会变得什么？更加的
精进犯错。
And they will frequently make mistakes or very advanced in material life.
灵性团队在开拓性质的传教之中。
When the spiritual group to expand their preaching,
Maya 污染肯定大于顺义承载。
The contamination of Maya will be much bigger than 顺义的承载是什么？
就是 Maya 的污染肯定大于这个顺义的承载，是接纳的。
就是接受是吧 ？So, the contamination of Maya.Much bigger than the favorably acceptance.
要是我们仅仅用知识期待问题者的改造获得保证，
我们仅仅用什么？
要是我们仅仅用知识期待问题者改造获得保证。
If we just expect that knowledge can improve our life or correct the problem to get the solution to the problem.
是否也不小心地展示了我们个人的仁慈欲望代替了正确行动？
Do you understand what he's asking, Maharaj? They make it simple. Do you understand? Well, one thing isMaterialistic people are not going to be interested in hearing any of this.
就是有一点要说到的是，那些物欲熏心的人，他们对 Krishna 的体质会不感兴趣的。
So it's pretty much we're all right.
然后就是那些物质主义者，他们那样就是越来越。
You follow his message?But my statement is, such persons aren't even going to want to come here. They're going to be off doing something else. And then they leave real fast. It's not of interest to them at all. There's a fellow, without getting into it, he floats in.He talks to himself. He floats out. He goes and gets some prasadam. He comes back again the next day.
I'd like to ask the next person to say, and briefly to say, to ask the question.
You translate what I just said in response to what she said. What she said and what I said.Go ahead, you translate.
对，就是刚才其实我就是把曹婆婆那个问题跟妈儿就翻了一下。那妈儿就是说呢，虽然前两天我们有这个非奉献者或者物质主义者上咱们这儿来听了这个课，但事实上呢，他们也并没有非常认真的接受这个课程里面所讲述的这个内容。那我就跟妈儿说，我说那他们确实是听了好几天，而且确实听了，而曹婆婆的意思就是害怕他把这个课程完听了以后就会去曲解其中的意思。不是说没问题，因为他们听了以后就是等于没听一样，就上这儿来晃一头就走了，或者跟那儿再聊聊他们自己的事情，或者再去吃点可沙蛋什么的。
Just like at the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam.
就像 Srimad Bhagavatam 一开始说的。
Vyasadeva proclaims.
那么在那个时候 ，Vyasadeva 他说到。
嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟。 If you're interested in material it bears, don't read any further. Da 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 da. Dharma Prajita Kaitavotra Paramo Nirma Saranam Satam. My dear reader, if you're interested in material affairs, don't bother reading this book. As Vyasadeva presented Srimad Bhagavatam, and Lord Chaitanya explained the contents of Srimad Bhagavatam in terms of the highest stages of love of God. And Rupa Goswami wrote the books explaining those teachings. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur expanded the meaning. And off in some little corner of Beijing, we're sharing all of that. There's no harm. We distribute transcendental literature abundantly to all types of fellows. It's okay. We're just following what our founder Acharya did. This is assembly of Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna. No, I don't want to go further with this one. Maharaj.
Yeah, I would like to ask that at what point do we, is there a particular point where we should think that, okay, I really have to intend to find my bhajan now. I have to, you know, put aside all this service and preaching and I just have to go into my bhajan. Because it seems that's what Baba and Prema is, you know, they intensify the bhajan. And without that intensification of bhajan, you're not going to get like Baba and Prema. So is there a particular point where we should think that, okay, you know, I just have to turn away from all this service and just do my own bhajan?
那么有的时候会有这样的情况，有的奉献者说我要放弃所有的其他的一些奉献服务，我只是专注于我自身的，我自己的一个发展，因为如果我的这个发展不去，就是说不变得那么浓烈的话，那么强烈的话，我是培养不出来，对，我是不能够到达巴瓦或者普利玛这样阶段的，所以就是，我们是不是要放弃？ 就是其他的那些服务来强调专注于只是专注于自己的发展。
I've not read in scripture anywhere where it gives an answer to your question.
那么实际上我在任何的这个经典里面没有找到就是像您刚才说到的放弃所有的其他的服务只是专注于自己的发展。
So my answer, my reply will be my perspective only. Different individuals have different natures. And I'll just give some examples from our acharyas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur did that at the end of his life. Bhaktisiddhanta showed that he had the capacity to do that even earlier in his life and left it.
Bhaktisiddhanta 前的早期生命的早期他已经就可以展他就展能够做到这一点能够展示出这样的特征
One of the followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur who was such a dynamic preacher was a devotee that liked to chant all day long
那么呢有一个Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 他有一个追随者这个追随者是一个非常活跃的一个传教士他他喜欢每天就是不断的唱诵圣名。
I forget his name, but I think you know who I'm referring to.
那么我忘记了那个奉献者的名字了，但是我想您是知道的。
And he was staying in Bhaktisiddhanta's ashrams.
那个时候呢，他住在 Bhaktisiddhanta ashram 当中。
So the ashram leaders were upset. He doesn't do any service.
然后呢，那个 Bhaktisiddhanta ashram 的那些奉献者呢，就接受了他。
All day long, he just chants. And Bhaktisiddhanta said, if you could all day long just chant, then you could also do that. But you can't. And Prabhupada is different. He didn't show that by example. He demonstrated achieving the topmost stage of love of God. But where do we find he...retired and went to, you know, stopped and just did bhajan. And then somewhere in there is Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So my...perception of this question is it's very individual. Personally, I'm a very simple person and I like what Prabhupada showed by his example and I just like following by his example wherever it takes me, I'm okay.
那么呢实际上我呢我这个人比较简单
And I'm fine with respecting someone that wants to do something in a different way because they're inspired in a different way.
Do we have a place in ISKCON for people like that?
那么我们在 ISKCON 之内有没有这样的地方为那些这样的人
？Yes.
是的。
I mean, without naming names, there are persons that do a lot more of that than the rest of us. And I think there's a place for them. The umbrella of Gaudiya Vaishnavism and the way that Prabhupada gave it to us, there's a place for them.
在那个 Gaudiya Ma.
Gaudiya Vaishnavism has a big umbrella. ISKCON is a big umbrella. And there's lots of variegatedness within that big umbrella of ISKCON. As ISKCON grows and grows and grows, diversity is naturally going to be there. I'm having some dialogue with one younger devotee who, without all the detail, he liked Indra very much and he likes the mood of Indra very much and, you know, he has...some likings that are different than some of the rest of us in ISKCON. And he's just writing to me saying, Don't misunderstand me. I like the go, 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 and preach, 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 and give Krishna consciousness. Did she get it? Okay. But I also feel I need to energize by some breaks and some going and just absorbing myself and reading and hearing and chanting. Is that okay? Of course it's okay. But take that person and all the things that he's carrying in his heart and go out over 20 years and I could imagine he'll want to spend much more time in bhajan and less time in the preaching field. You want to take the microphone? She's bewildered. Do you take the mic? You want to go, Priya? You want to help her? Go ahead. Go ahead.
假设一个人就是他已经传教了，他有二十多年的这种传教的经历，然后呢，他是需要就是拿出一定的精力和时间去专注于自己的这种八正。The
essence is being faithful to our founder Acharya, genuinely not only in name. The essence of my reply to your question, Maharaj, is one genuinely faithful to our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada? And then the answer is yes, depending on the details.
There seems to be a play that maybe in older for older age devotees.
Yes, mature, mature in their Krishna consciousness. Let us say.
那么好像就是说被那些年老的奉献者，要给他们这样的一个地方，资深的或者是年资深的一些奉献者，是的，被那些很成熟的资深的奉献者。
Just like this Brahmachari that was with Bhakti Siddhanta, he was like that when he was young. He was mature, although young. Bhakti Siddhanta's disciple who liked to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all day long and all night long and all day long and all night long. He was unique even when he was young. He wasn't lazy. He wasn't imitating. He was genuinely very advanced. There's a place for such people. We should not imitate those kinds of things. But there is a place for such people.
I was in Russia recently and there were some devotees there who had taken initiation into Bhakti.
Russians can be very far out there sometimes, I've seen. They experiment with all kinds of things. So without knowing the individuals, I wish not to comment anything.
所以呢,
为我不知道这个人，所以我就不对这件事情表示，就是讲个人的这种。
Did you discuss with Did you discuss with the devotees there about them?
那你的奉献者讨论过这件事吗？
I talked to them that Prabhupada warned us to avoid such people.
Yeah.
那么我跟那里的奉献者说了，是Prabhupada告诉我们应该尽量避免这些跟这样的人打交道。
Anyway,
they have taken the initiation as the Babaji's in order to give them a chance to increase their chanting.
然后呢，他们就说，他们可以接受这个把巴基的这种启迪，能够增加他们的念诵。
Anyway, Hare Krishna. Sandini.
一切都是主安排，只是有的奉献者就说，刚来没多久，他可能修习以前修习摄因格那种方法，他会很快看着Krishna，可是很快又离开了。说Krishna为什么要这么安排他呢？
Everything is arranged by Krishna, or everything is Krishna's arrangement.So, at the very, for example, if a devotee is a newcomer, but before such a newcomer has an experience of impersonalism, practice impersonal.
Has an experience of what?
Impersonal.
Before?
Yeah, before.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and later on, such a newcomer practice Krishna consciousness, they quickly.By bhakti, such a devotee quickly see Krishna. But later on, such a newcomer quickly left Krishna consciousness. So, why Krishna arranged such thing?
I would have to wonder if the person saw Krishna. That's the first thing. Just in a picture form.
Yeah, he said, and that newcomer described the picture that he sees.
Anyway, I have a hard time responding because I have my doubts what they saw and what they didn't see.
So, in the fact, I am really doubting him. He really saw Krishna. He certainly didn't see Krishna.
Here's what Rupa Goswami speaks of in Nectar of Devotion. Sometimes, in the early stages of bhakti, one may get some abhas bhakti mercy. But it doesn't describe, that means they may see Krishna. So I have to have my doubts about the premise of the question. The questions are getting a little off track, I think. I'll take one or two more questions and we're going to end.
So, 这意味着说是不稳定的奉献服务，然后去除污染，然后达到稳定的奉献服务。而今天早上顾就说的就是不稳，就是那些去除污染的话，便意味着其实我们要先把这个马放在车前面，那个马就是做奉献服务，而车自然而然就是说这个污垢会清除了。那么我的问题是在当我们在不稳定的奉献服务以及就说明就是在达到稳定奉献服务阶段之前的话，我们的注意力是在奉献服务上，但在奉献服务的这个过程当中的话，就是我们会有就是顺利也会有低谷这种状态。那么怎么样以一个恰当的心态，去能够很好的去面对这样的一种奉献服务的起伏。因为说花花在比如说 Anatta Nivritti 这个阶段，就是去除污染的阶段，他强调了这是一个非常非常循序渐进的过程，就好像让人感觉这是一个漫漫长夜，就是怎么样以恰当的心态去面对。Yes, this morning, Mandibochi also mentioned that in fact for us, on our level, our first goal is to achieve Nitta. So before Nitta is Bhajana Kriya and Anatta Nivritti, and the way to unify the Anatta means that we first engage in the devotional service.
Yes.
So that means mainly before Nitta, we mainly should focus our mind on doing devotional service. But on the path of devotional service, like Bhajana Kriya and Anatta Nivritti, there will be ups and downs.
Yes.
And in Anatta Nivritti, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur emphasized again and again that this is a gradual process.
Yeah.
This makes me feel that we are kind of walking on a dark part, the dark duration or dark period, because it's unsteady and so many anarthas. So quite often that we might feel frustrated and discouraged, and how to have a proper attitude to go through Bhajana Kriya and Anatta Nivritti, and so that eventually we can achieve the steady devotional service.
It's not so difficult.
不难。
Humility is a good starting point.
那么谦卑的这个品质是开始的一个好的起点。
And faith according to one's humble position.
那么要把自己就是放在一个非常卑微的这样的一个地位上。
Faith in the fact that Krishna is very kind.
然后呢，要坚定不移的是 Krishna 他对我们非常的仁慈。
Faith in seeing the qualification and the quality of those who are faithful followers.
然后呢，我们要对那些非常忠心的去追随 Bhakti 道路的人，对他们要满怀信心。
That inspires faith.
并且呢，被这些奉献者的信心所激励。
And then comes the application part.
然后就到达了更高的这种阶段。
And so. That's where humility comes in.
然后就是我们要去运用。这样呢，就是。
If I think I'm already very high, I don't have to try very hard.
如果我们认为自己已经是在一个比较精进的位置上了，那么你可能不会做出那么多努力。
If I'm feeling myself in a humble state.
如果我认为自己是一个卑微的这种地位上。
At the same time, I have faith in Krishna and the message of Krishna.
而且在与此同时呢，我对 Krishna 的信息、Krishna 的体质，还有对 Krishna 本人充满信心。
Then I apply myself very diligently and sincerely.
这样呢，我就会满怀热情的去运用，去净化自己。
And there's reciprocation.
然后接下来就会有回应。
It's not hollow.
就不是说。就是你好，
It's not mechanical.
也不是机械的。
It's relationship.
这是一种关系。
One can experience that.
而且一个人可以切身的体验到这一点。
That keeps one going.
这会使一个人继续前进。
Prabhupada says devotional service is simple for the simple.
那么师父他说到了奉献服务对于简单的人来说是简单的。
And that's my reply.
这就是我的回答。
And those that aren't simple, it's a struggle.
那么那些不就是不那么简单的，不是那么简单的人，比较复杂的人的话，那他就会挣扎。
Now the world we live in is a very complex place.
我们所居住的这个世界是一个非常复杂的。
The various things we're confronted with are very complicated at times.
而且呢，我们时时刻刻所面临的那些问题，面临的事情都是非常复杂的。
But a simple person takes shelter of simple principles and finds strength in them and can address the complications of the world in a simple way.
所以呢，但是一个简单的人，他会去运用、接受那个简单的程序，并且呢，去接受它，去加强这个简单的程序的运用，把那个复杂的事情呢，以简单的方式予以解决。
That's my reply.
这就是我的回答。
Well, one other person also.
Yeah, my question, my confusion is that what is the difference between the liberation and go back to the Godhead? Of course, we also hearing the acharyas, they're praying that actually we don't really care that we want to go back to the Godhead, or we care we get the liberation or not. So are we really trying to go back, or
are we
still staying here?
That's why everybody laughed. Two things. One Back to Godhead magazine article that I read. Was presenting a transcription of a lecture that Prabhupada gave. He was explaining that in the beginning stages of devotional service, it is very good to desire to go back to Godhead. Leave behind all this attraction for the sources of our misery. And desire to go back to Godhead. Then there's the mature stage, which is what you're describing. Second part. What does back to Godhead mean? One idea is, let me out of here, I want to go to a better place.
例如我要离开这个地方，我去另外一个地方。
Another idea is consciousness.
那么还有一种概念就是你的知觉状态。
One who is Krishna conscious is with Krishna always. That's back to Godhead.
那么一种状态就是一个人他的知觉状态是他的内心永远和 Krishna 在一起。
One time Prabhupada was speaking to the devotees in his room in Los Angeles. He had just arrived. He had given his arrival address at the airport, and then he spoke at the temple. Now he's in his room.It was a very light-hearted, joyful conversation. You could hear the laughter and the joy in the room. And Prabhupada was saying, I know that my disciples like to get stories about what I'm doing while I'm in India. And you find out then I'm going to Japan. And then he's going to Australia and New Zealand.And you hear my activities there. And then Hawaii, and now I've come to Los Angeles. And you derive great happiness discussing these things with one another. But the fact is, you should know that I am always with Krishna.That's back to Godhead. It's not where you take your birth. It's where your consciousness is. That's back to Godhead. And one who has full shelter in Krishna in that way, then Krishna can do with me whatever he likes.
那么 Krishna 就是他可以如其所愿的去从事任何的事情。
Okay. We'll take one more question because she's very enthusiastic to ask her question.
那么我现在呢，还有一个奉献者，
and then we'll
end. 非常热情洋溢的去询问问题。
Go ahead.
继续吧。
Keep it simple.
有些时候，有的奉献者会跟我们就是悄悄的私下里分享，他做梦的时候梦到了帕夫帕德，或者是梦到了灵性导师，跟他有一些这些做了一些什么或说了一些什么。这是否意味着这个奉献者是进步的奉献者呢？是取悦了灵性导师和帕帕德才这样？这是第一个问题。你先翻译。
你有两个问题。There are two questions. The first one is that. Sometimes devotees communicate with each other. One said that he dreams the Shapapada or dreams the Gurudev, and they say something to such a devotee. So that means that devotee is very advanced.
Here's what Prabhupada said about that. There are two parts. He said, when you have a dream of the spiritual master, don't try to interpret the dream or take it that you're receiving some instruction. But it's to be taken that you're receiving some special mercy, that's all. You're receiving some special mercy from your spiritual master, that's all. There was a very famous devotee, or an infamous devotee, who used to have all these dreams of Prabhupada, and he would give elaborate teachings, and he would write elaborate letters that Prabhupada taught this and that and the other thing. And what I just said is very appropriate in relation to that particular devotee. I know of people who aren't ISKCON devotee sadhakas. Devotee sadhakas. Practitioners of sadhana bhakti. Does she get it? Okay. She looks bewildered, though. She said, "You got it, though."
有一些非ISKCON的那些奉献者，他们称为Sattaka。And
they have dreams of Prabhupada.
他们梦见了是Prabhupada。Now,
does that mean there's somebody special?
那么这意味着他们是很特殊的人吗？
They've got a special place in the spiritual world or something? They're getting some special mercy. I'll tell a little story.
Okay, 大家讲一个小故事,
an example of this.
这是来为了说明这个问题的。
There is a South Indian family that I knew some years ago.
那么很多年前呢,
and they grew up in a Sri Vaishnava tradition. They came to America to earn livelihood. And they stopped their previous practices. But wherever... But they found Hare Krishna temples wherever he had his job. And as I traveled around, I would meet them here, and then I would meet them there, and gradually I got them to read Prabhupada Lilamrita. And both the husband and wife, they started chanting japa. Finally she finished reading Lilamrita, the wife. And she came to see me one day, like, very enthusiastic. And she shared this little story. From the time she was a little girl, she always had three questions that never got answered. She would ask the Sri Vaishnava Brahmana priests and different ones, and no one gave her answers that were satisfying. The very day that she finished reading Lilamrita, that night Prabhupada appeared in her dream.
那天晚上,
unmistakable. It was Prabhupada, and he was walking with a cane, and he walked right up to her and stopped. Prabhupada stated to her what her three questions were. He gave the three answers. He smiled, and he turned, and he walked away. Boy, did she have faith in Prabhupada after that. Now, is she any more special than you or any one of us? Somehow she got some special mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Who can say the reason other than Prabhupada is very kind and very merciful? As far as I know today, she's not chanting anymore. So those of you that are continuing in your chanting, you may not have had a dream of Srila Prabhupada, but you know less dear to Prabhupada than this lady that had a dream of Prabhupada. Maharaj, every morning in every one of his classes has been emphasizing the same point of the importance of being fixed in devotional service to Krishna. And it's in what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was saying, that's what we look to. Fixed in service, seva nishtha. And fixed in our hearing and chanting activities. That's the standard. One who has that is definitely a recipient of the mercy of our founder Acharya. Does that answer your question? That's the first one.
In the lecture, he said that the way to prema is a long way to go through. So, first we should achieve the stage of nishtha. So, my question is that we just practice sadhana bhakti and unfollow the spiritual master, then it's not necessary to follow the other advanced devotees.
Follow the which devotees?
Other advanced devotees.
Other around devotees?
Advanced.
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 What does this mean? Why do we not follow advanced devotees? Rupa Goswami is an advanced devotee. We follow him. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is an advanced devotee. Or, you know, in the yatra there may be a very nice advanced devotee. Why do we not follow them? Maybe I'm not understanding your question. Oh, if that's the question.
That's how I understood.
Okay.
就是，那师傅他们回来，他就解释了说，我对这个问题的理解是这样子的，我们就是在修习萨德达巴提的时候，是不是需要其他的那些精进的奉献者的这种榜样，给我们去做出，我们去追随他，这样如此我们就能够到达推满，能够帮助我们到达推满阶段。
Well, in our vice, I would say, you don't need to have somebody like in your room next door to you.
那么对于这个问题呢，我就是说到就是你的这个房间好像是不需要有这种邻居似的，跟你住在一起的邻居。
But within the pages of, want to correct it?
不需要，就那个人不需要是你的邻居。
Within the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita.
那么在《Chaitanya Charitamrita》和《圣典波迦瓦坛》里，
we have so many wonderful examples.
我们有很多这方面的榜样。
And during our Vaishnava calendar year, we observe the appearance days and disappearance days of great acharyas, and we honor them and remember them and praise them. We have lots of that kind of association.
那么在我们的Vaishnava日历当中，我们有很多先前的Acharya，他们的这种显现日，他们的这些吉祥的这些日子，我们到当到达这样吉祥的日子的时候，我们会纪念他们。
Such Vaishnava's association is accessible through sound.
那么我们通过这个音证去接近这些精进的Acharya。
He reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die.
那么，就是说Vaishnava死去。But
their presence is still available through sound.
但是即便就是说，虽然Vaishnava他这个身体上死去，但是他的声音永远，但是他永远活在，通过声音永远活着。Who
amongst all of us in this room have had the association of Srila Prabhupada in his physical presence? And conversely, how many of us have had association with Prabhupada in a very personal way through his books?
那么也就是另一种说，在座的有谁通过书籍和学了他的有这种亲身的经历？
I rest my case. That's my answer.
那么这就是我的答案。
We can associate through sound.
我们可以通过音证去得到这种联谊。
And if you happen to have someone in the room next door to you who's a very, very elevated Vaishnava, you're very fortunate.
那么如果你的邻居是一位非常精进的奉献者的话，那你是非常幸运的。
And take advantage of that association and serve them nicely and hear from them.
那么如果，那你就应该非常好的去利用这样的一个千载来临的机会，去很好的去服务他，去聆听他的教导。
But like Srinivasa Maharaj said, when he understood your question to be, it's sufficient, we just follow nicely, but by following nicely, we have that association through sound.
所以呢，就像那些他们后来就对你这个问题的理解，我们通过这个音证去追随这些Acharya，这些灵性导师的步伐，去聆听他们的教导。Hare
Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. God, Pemanandi, Hari Hari Bol.